But you know, interestingly enough, Brian, just to give a little bit more on the Northern Pass.
Okay.
My very first term in the House began in 2005, and subsequently Bill O'Brien and I were freshmen together that year. And it was that year that the decision from the Supreme Court of Kelo versus the City of New London came down. And we immediately set to work to make sure that we were able to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect private property rights, which I know has been the issue for you in this Northern Pass discussion. And what we did in that amendment was make sure that public use was defined for actual public use. So I agree with you. This is a time-sensitive piece of legislation, and which is why the House took it up as quickly as it did. We believe in private property rights and the protection of private property rights, and I think that I speak for the majority of the House when I say that. So I hope that something will be able to be worked out so that we can move this legislation forward.
Absolutely, because you guys spoke loud and clear, 317 to 51, back on March 30th. So that's how long it's taken for the bill to get to this point in the Senate, which, well, hasn't been very far, it seems. So, you know, and Article 12A, of which many people are very familiar with now because that is very recent history, was to complement Article 12 of the Constitution, which I would urge people to read and see if it says what I think it says, which in summary, without the exact wording in front of me because I left it in the other room, it says no man's property shall be taken without just compensation or without his permission or without that of the representative body, which is you folks.
That's exactly right.
So I hope that is what it means. And maybe we can tighten this one up in the Senate side and make it even better.
I hope so. I hope so.